Walt Diptula, Road Rage. You know, I was asked several things. One, and I'm coming to you on the phone line, so you can get in. If you want in, I know you haven't been able to get in for 2 days. You want in, you can get in right now. 654-7627, 654-7627, 864-654-7627. Texter Kevin in Greenville writes, well, am I the only person that feels like DJ was out of sync with Ross? Like maybe they tried to force Ross into being the focal point. Hard to explain what I mean. He seemed way more in sync with the other wide receivers when he had the ball. Yeah, look, I think it's a fair point. I'm not sure who was the guy who was out of sync, whether it was more Ross or more DJ. But, you know, Ross hadn't played in a long time, and practice is still not the same as a game. And clearly there was no chemistry between the two. The two had no feel for each other in this contest. Now that's going to change when you play a lesser opponent and everything gets easier, but there was no feel for the two. That was obvious. I mean, on the interception, it's an option route, a glance route, and Ross should have read the safety inside, didn't. Even so, you know, I'm still not sure about that whole thing because he didn't really seem to compete for the ball on that play. I mean, he just sort of let, I thought Smith just sort of walked through him for the interception. I don't think that's probably the worst game Justin Ross has ever played. So I would not expect that to continue, and I would expect them to develop a better chemistry. But at the same time, I'm beyond excited about Ngata and even Latson. I think both those guys are poised for enormous years. The question has been, can they stay on the field? They just stayed on the field. Ngata just stayed on the field versus the most physically competitive team he's going to see in college football this year. He stayed on the field for that game, and he competed his butt off against them. Honestly, the singular brightest sign I saw in that whole football game was Ngata. That's the singular brightest sign. And moving forward, if he's going to do that in game one against Georgia, what is he capable of? You're talking about a guy who's bigger, stronger, faster than everybody he's going to play against. Now, I have had people ask me about the slot position and, you know, is it conceivable that you need a different body type? Yes, it is. And we'll see. We'll see. You know, I know they plan on moving Collins inside, Bo, but I still wonder, and I know it would be like a crash course, and he got there late. I still wonder if Will Taylor will not get involved in this at some point in the slot. We'll see. I think he's a natural in that regard, and he's a fabulous athlete. I just think he's already back shagging punts. So he's closer to legit game action, I think, than maybe we realize. We'll see. We'll see on that front. I was also asked about, would the outcome have been different had Clemson had Trevor Lawrence? Probably in terms of winning the game, but because Georgia couldn't score. But other than that, I still think, you know, Trevor would have had a lot of struggles behind that offensive front, just as he did a year ago against Ohio State when the offensive line struggled. And the offensive line struggled more against Georgia than Ohio State. So there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. And I'm just going to say this one more time. I don't care what happened with DJ Uiagalelei versus Georgia. The rest of the year, this guy is going to tear it up mark my words, this receiving core is going to light people on fire. The offensive line will play better by definition because they can't play worse. In other words, you're not facing Georgia again. There's no one who's going to pose the same challenges to this offensive front that Georgia did. Now, that can be fool's gold because it conditions you to believe something that may still implode on you at the end of the year. So they have to get better. The thing that I hope for is positional familiarity and continuity. Guys get to know each other, have more of an innate feel for each other. That's only developed by playing games shoulder to shoulder. And it's the most important area of your football team where that is required. Trucker James and Chris. Trucker James. James, how are you?
Hey, man. I tell you, it's interesting driving out here. That's all I have to say.
How you doing, James? Good to have
you. Hey, I'm well. I'm turning the corner here, and I'm kind of getting excited, but maybe it's false hope for the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night when they face off against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. I'm going to get your take on what you think. You think Dallas got a chance of pulling this thing off tomorrow night against the Buccaneers, or you think we're just going to take a hell?
No. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Oh,
you know, no, James. I think Tampa is going to go like 16-1. So I don't think that you're going to be the one. I don't think you're. You know, I mean, what are you right now? What is Dak Prescott right now? I'm just not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm just not. And I actually think Tampa is going to be significantly better than they were last year. So. And they won the Super Bowl last year, as we predicted. So, I'm not anticipating you beating Tampa.
Okay. Well, I was hoping tomorrow night the Cowboys come out, you know, with Cooper and all of them, and Galloway. I said, well, maybe they're going to put up some numbers. You know, Dallas play people strange sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you have weapons, and, you know, defensively, your coaches are talking about, you know, look, we've told our team if you can pressure Brady, you know, if you can get real pressure on him, we can win. Okay. You know, people have been saying that for dude's entire career.
Yeah.
That ball is coming out. I mean, you know, remember the game that that the Patriots played against the Chargers and Bosa? Joey Bosa was on the sideline just incredibly frustrated, screaming that he can't get to him, that the ball comes out too quickly. Well, you know.
We're going to see some of that tomorrow night.
Yeah, the ball comes out too quickly, and now he's healthy. So, you know, I mean, assuming he's recovered from COVID.
Well, I mean, I was just hoping to see the Cowboys this, you know, man. I wish we could open up with the Giants.
Yeah, yeah, somebody else.
I'm sorry.
Anybody else. Yeah, anybody else. You're
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you're opening up with the best team in football, so good luck to you.
Well, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you, James. Good talk to you as always. Let me get to Chris on the Vive Broadband Communication phone. Somebody has kidnapped my producer. I don't see her. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, Walt. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for getting
in. I love you and Ramona's show.
Thank you, Chris.
And I love your expertise. I just got a question. It's not Clemson or South Carolina or Alabama. It's actually Kentucky.
Yep.
I wanted to get your expertise and your opinion on Kentucky-Missouri this Saturday. It's a big game for Kentucky, obviously. If we can win this game, I think we might can win 9 or 10 games. I wanted to see your opinion on the Missouri game Saturday and if you think Kentucky could possibly pull out 9 or 10 wins this year.
I actually do. I'm a fan of this program now. I continuously say that Mark Stoops is doing the best job in the country that no one talks about, and I wonder how long he's destined to stay there, but he's done a remarkable job. You know, the first thing that's apparent in every Kentucky game, Chris, to me now is they look like they belong. You know, they pass the eye test. I remember a time not all that long ago. Yeah. That was never true. I mean, when a Kentucky football team got off the bus, you didn't fear them, anything you saw athletically. But now they look like an elite SEC team. They physically do, and they fund the National Football League. And now I think you're getting better quarterback play. That's really the one thing you've been lacking. You've been lacking any real passing game. I think you have that now. And And so, yeah, I think Kentucky is in legit contention for the number two spot in the SEC East.
Okay, well, that's we've got a three-game gauntlet that's going to be really hard. We've got Florida, LSU, and Georgia. Georgia's in Athens. LSU and Florida's in Lexington. You think we could possibly pull off Florida and LSU and Lexington?
I do.
Maybe get both of those victories, possibly?
I do think those games are both in play, and I think Kentucky has a great chance to beat Florida. And obviously that's the game that's of the most importance to you. If you can't beat Georgia, and maybe you can't, Florida is the next most important game on the schedule, because if you beat Florida, you have a great chance to finish in second place in the SEC East.
Yes, sir, I think so. You think we've got how do you break down Missouri and Kentucky this Saturday? You think we're 5-point favorites right now.
Yeah,
I kind of think we might win that game.
I think Missouri has a talented quarterback, but I think Kentucky is a better football team. And I just like Kentucky's program. You play with a physicality that there's a toughness to Kentucky football now that wasn't there before Mark Stoops came on board. So, yeah, I mean, I like this Missouri team, but I still think you'll handle them.
Okay, well, I appreciate your expertise. Yep. Just wanted to get your opinion on it, because I'm obviously a basketball fan, but I'm excited about the football program.
So, and with good reason.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Appreciate the kind words, Tim. Yeah, look, I've been saying this for a long time now. I think Mark Stoops is maybe the most underrated coach in America. I just don't think he gets the credit he deserves. I mean, dude is winning consistently at Kentucky in football. And it's like nobody cares. I don't understand how other major schools have not come calling for him. And I get, you know, he's a little strange. Look, you can't be a Stoops family member without being a little strange. They're all a little strange. And the further removed you get from Bob, the stranger they get. Mike and Mark are both a little strange. You know, I remember the days where Brent Venables and Mike Stoops would just scream at each other during Kansas State games. Just scream at each other. I'm sure Brent Venables knows all about that. In fact, I think I asked him about that one time. But Mark Stoops has some unique anger management issues at times as well. But no one cares because he wins and he knows what he's doing. And he can recruit. He's created an athletic, physical football team that shows up every week and plays physically. That's why it's hard to blow them out of games, because athletically, they can compete almost across the board. They can compete. And now suddenly they seem to have a little bit of offense. You know, Ramona, I believe that when I'm virtually certain of this, when I made my SEC picks before the year, I believe I picked Kentucky second in the SEC East after Georgia. I picked Georgia, Kentucky. I believe I picked them in that order. I'm virtually certain of that. We can check it, but I'm virtually certain I did. Gamecock, Will, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Before we go to break, let me tell you about the Health Dare. Walt Diptula here. You've heard of the Health Dare. You're skeptical. You should be. But the Health Dare has been reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea since 2015. And now they just won Best of the Upstate for Weight Loss. It's so easy that Nikki lost 60 pounds in a wheelchair, and Lenny's A1C went from 15 to 5 in just 90 days. You can eat all the things you like. They promise results in 30 days or your money back. Right now, it's buy one, get one free. So go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDAREME. Take control of your life. Take your life back. You will thank me later. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, you want in? 654-7627. Quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Wright mowers are revolutionary to the lawn care industry and were designed by a landscaper who saw a better way to get the job done. Landscaper Supply is a premium Wright mowers dealer. If you're looking to add to your fleet, visit Landscaper Supply and see our Wright mowers or schedule a demo to try one out. Landscaper Supply works with homeowners and all businesses, big or small. Visit us at one of our locations in Greenville, Greer, Simpsonville, Easley, or Anderson, or online at landscapers-supply.com.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Let's talk about game changers. Priority One Security's SecureView 24 is a game changer. SecureView 24 uses intelligent video analytics integrated with your alarm system to stream live video to our central monitoring station during a burglar or home invasion. Call Priority One Security for SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Gain laundry items, $7.98 each. Select 16.5 pounds Purina One Dry dog food, $19.98 each. And select sizes and varieties Kraft macaroni and cheese dinners, two for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
When you give, you get. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston wants you to give 3 new kids items with tags on them for Mary's House. We need clothes, shoes, diapers, and toys in any size or stage. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30. Buy 2, get 1 free body jewelry or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston. A small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
At Fairway Ford, you can enjoy a fast, convenient, and transparent buying experience. Get instant discounted pricing and purchase your new Ford 100% online if you choose. Fairway Ford, where you can save time by buying and selling online, because we're always open at fairwayford.com. At Fairway Ford, you can sell us your vehicle online even if you don't buy one from us, because our goal is to deliver a buying and selling experience you'll rave about. Fairway Ford, where you can save time by buying and selling online, because we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Get the edge at Tri-County, in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. We're training healthcare heroes at Tri-County, from medical lab and surgical technician to EMTs and medical assistants. You too can make a difference in this ever-evolving world of healthcare. Learn more at tctc.edu/healthcare. Tri-County offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/healthcare.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the top row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5, we are the Roar.
Like a fool.
Norm, do me a favor. Pull up UCLA's schedule because the texter 423 wrote the Bruins have a tough schedule. I don't really remember looking at their schedule because I didn't know they were going to be a major factor, but they may be. So let's take a look at that schedule. A couple things, and I'm coming to you on the phone lines, Gamecock. Well, texter said, Walt, I just want you to say that DJU hasn't played one game at Clemson where the pressure hasn't been enormous. Both games last year coming in for Trevor in the middle of the season and one on the road against the top five team, then opening for the season with Georgia. The man is allowed to struggle, and he's been in a tough position every time he's played. This week will be his first game where the pressure isn't on big time. You know, that's a really interesting point. It's by texter 843. I think it's a... it's a really fair point, and I think he's on to something. You think about the stages of the games that he's been thrown into. Now, look, that's life at a big-time school that competes for national titles to a degree. But at the same time, that's still an unusual path. There haven't been any gravy games. There's not been any easy confidence-building path forward games. There hasn't been any of that. So. Look, I think that's what you're going to see the majority of the season. I think that from this point on, you're going to see a quarterback that quickly develops confidence, and I think people are going to be astonished at what they say. His physical ability to throw the football is better than any quarterback who's ever played here. Now, does he require some help? Yeah, especially against a team like Georgia. Is there still a big game to come? Yeah, that game at NC State. That game at NC State looms large. It's the season. I think that game represents the season. But I expect him to play remarkably well moving forward. And, you know, listen, you look at the quarterback play out of the box, and a lot of the guys that were supposed to be elite didn't play that way. Derek King didn't play well. You saw what happened with Sam in North Carolina. Not good. Not pretty. You know, it's funny, Marona, because on our quarterback list, I had him 10th, I believe, and I had him 3rd in the ACC, and people questioned that. I had Djokovic above him, and I think that's going to be proven out as to why. I think it'll be proven out as to why. Sam Howell is the 3rd best quarterback in the ACC. Maybe. And off to a rough start. A very rough start. Rougher than I even anticipated. And we talked about Josh Downs being his primary weapon, but he was. But, you know, we also talked about the offensive losses that team had incurred. You know, the defense played well enough. You know, you played, it wasn't perfect, but they played well enough to win the game. Had the quarterback delivered, but the quarterback without the weapons didn't deliver. Gamecock, Will, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, how about you?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
First of all, you know, I'm taking one game at a time this year. So, how do you think we're going to do against East Carolina? I mean, kind of break it down for me.
Well, I mean, East Carolina has a talented quarterback in Holton Ahlers. And at home, they love playing these type of games against teams like you because they feel that they have a shot. And they do have a shot. You know, will they be good enough to win? I mean, you know, they gave up some yardage, certainly, to Chase Bryce and company. And App State controlled that game. But App State's used to beating teams of that nature. You know, what do we know about Kevin Harris this week? Is he back in the mix?
I heard he's going to play. So
yeah. I mean, look, I think South Carolina will be too much for East Carolina, but you can't make mistakes and fuel the environment because it doesn't take much for, it's not like you have any real built-in margin there. You don't. So
I think we need to be 2-0 playing Georgia. So, you know, Georgia fans, I get to y'all next week. Now, can you please say that Georgia can win the big game now? Because you said they won a big game in a long time. So, you can honestly say now they won a big game. Right?
Yeah, they did win a big game.
Okay. So, Georgia fans, I guess you feel a bit better since Bob said that now. So.
Yeah, they won a big game in the first game of the year. There will be other big games at the end of the year that will be bigger games. And maybe the question will be, can they win a bigger game? But for the time being, yes, they absolutely won a big game. Something the Miami Hurricanes would know nothing about.
As far as, I say the last week, Walt, that, you know, if he don't win this year, he'll win it. He'll be in the mix next year. C.J. Stroud. Now, as far as the Heisman, so... This past weekend, like you said, Howell and DJ and JT Daniels, all three, probably lost their Heisman hopes this past weekend. So that leads to me, Bryce Harper, and C.J. Stroud. They got to be in the mix right now. So
Matt,
the favorites. So
Matt Corral.
I don't know about him, but as far as C.J., I mean, yeah, look,
again, I had Stroud in the top five before the year when people didn't even think he'd get the starting job. But I am in the top five of my quarterback ratings, and I thought he would be terrific. I had him either three or four, and I thought he would be terrific. I said there won't be a drop-off, and there won't be. I mean, that kid played big time in the second half against Minnesota on the road in a hostile environment when they were behind. It actually gets easier now for him. It actually gets easier, so... And he has big-time weapons. But I'm telling you, Matt Corral at Ole Miss, a very viable Heisman candidate. He's going to put up enormous numbers. And that football team, I think, is a top-10 team.
Okay, now another question. Now, you said a while ago about Georgia and Clemson not being the best defenses in the country. But do you think Ohio State and even Oklahoma can probably score a lot of points against the two defenses to play Saturday night? Because I think both of them can.
I do. I think at the end of the year, even if you're even if you're one of the two or three best defense of the country, you're still going to need offense to win the national title. You're not winning the national title winning 10-3 games. This isn't 1960. You're not winning the national title winning 10-3 games. You're gonna have to win 40-30 games to win the national title.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, if NC State does beat Clemson, they're going to be jacked. They're probably going to be 3-0. So if they beat Clemson, are they good enough to hold off the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think they are. I think if NC State was to upset Clemson, I think they go on to win the division and probably the league. I mean, I think NC State's a scary team. You have at least two, arguably three, talented running backs. They're a physical, athletic team. They have great linebackers, which obviously posed Clemson a problem against Georgia. And they have an extremely gifted thrower of the football in Devin Leary, if he stays healthy. He's really the key to them. But, yeah, that environment, that's a tough place to play. You ask any Clemson player ever played here, even when NC State wasn't very good, it's tough to go to that place and play. And now they're good, and not only that, but they're sort of feeling their oats because they're feeling really good about themselves, and they see maybe the chance to break through against a Clemson team that is not playing their best football at this time. So we'll see.
So you can't say Virginia Tech probably won the Coastal, right?
No, I'm not willing to say that. I still think Virginia is going to be a big factor there, and even if North Carolina's not, and we'll see about the rest of the year. All Virginia Tech did is won one game. That doesn't convince me that they can win outside that building. Let's see what they look like playing on the road against somebody with a pulse.
So right now you think Ohio State and Oklahoma are probably two favorites to go to the championship right now?
I think they're two of the favorites, yeah.
Okay, man.
Whatever he left us with, I didn't hear. And I'm not hearing you either. Why? Is it something you can't say on air?
Well, I beeped it.
Oh, you beeped it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow, from Gamecock Will. All right. Well, we'll get to that. Vols Patriot and then Paul. Texter asked, again, how good is NC State? I think they're really good. I think that those two running backs are hammers, absolute hammers. They can play a style of football that sort of defies the era that we're playing. They have talented linebackers. They have an elite thrower of the football in Devin Leary at quarterback if he stays healthy. This is the best team that he's had. There's, you know, we had the play-by-play guy, and I asked him that. He said, is this the best team he's had? And I think it is. I think this is the best team that Dorn has had. This is the most dangerous team, and he's got a good situation. Look, I don't think that game's going to be easy. I think that game is going to be a bit of a challenge. We'll see how it plays out. Vols Patriot, how are you?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, man. Hey, I tried to call in yesterday and kind of share some points, some things I was looking at over the course of the game between Georgia and Clemson.
Yep.
I know you guys talked about the Zamir White and his comments that he made about the boys, about him playing against boys, correct? Yeah, I was looking at I guess the run game that they had going. Georgia, I think they ran for 121 yards total. Zamir White had 13 carries for 74 yards. That's about an average of 5.5 or so yards. But I also noticed that Georgia kind of not Georgia, but Clemson kind of struggled in the run game there with a total of 2 yards. I think they registered about 27 total without the negative yard play. But, yeah, I don't know fully what he was saying on that. I guess with the yards that he didn't got, you know, with 74, maybe he kind of felt like, hey, you know, if we wanted to, we could keep running. But I don't know if I fully agree with that.
They scored 3 points on offense. You know, that's not the time to be talking any sort of noise when you scored 3 points on offense. Now, I know he rushed for 70 yards, but again, as a team, they scored 3 points on offense. You know, if one of the Georgia defensive players wanted to run some noise, if Anderson wanted to talk, or one of those linebackers wanted to talk, or one of those defensive linemen wanted to talk, okay, they deserved it. But Zamir White should not be acting like he won the football game. Your offense scored 3 points. That's the wrong time to talk. Not to mention the fact you could well have to play Clemson again at the end of the year.
Well, and that's the other thing that I wanted to talk about, because, you know, I am a little I don't know if I fully agree with that. You know, I look at the scheduling on both ends. Georgia might not have the toughest schedule. They do have to play some tough teams coming up if they can hold their water there. But the thought of seeing Clemson, I guess, playing for a national title seems a little hard to see. As I'm looking on the schedule, you know, I see some of the teams y'all play. I know that they've already kind of lost. And I know coming up, Tennessee got to play Pittsburgh. That's another team that you guys have to play. And I think that's going to be a challenge for the Vols to try to win, you know, given how they played against I can't even think of the team right now, but Bowling Green. But if Tennessee was to beat Pittsburgh, that might be hard for Clemson even if they were to win.
Yeah, your point is the ACC was devalued by the way the league played as a whole at the start of the year, and so Clemson's path to the title is impacted by that, because even if they win out, a lot of these games aren't going to have the credibility that they might have had. You know, and you might be right, let's remember, we have not yet seen NC State and Boston College, and I thought going in that those were two of the better teams in this league, after Clemson and North Carolina. So let's see what happens with those teams over the course of the year. And the bottom line is you still have to win, you know, and the other teams around the country are still going to have to win. If Clemson only fell to sixth, so the chance of getting back in the top four, it's not that big a climb. The season just started. I think you raise a fair point, though. Vols Patriot, I got to run and pass the break. Appreciate the call. Good job. Paul from Henry, you're up first. We get back. Walt up to the Road Rage. Quick break.
With some things being unreliable, there's one thing you can count on. That is catching the Mickey Paula Show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson every game day Friday. That's right. Every Friday of a game day weekend is Mickey Paula at Chick-fil-A of Clemson from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Catch up on the latest football news. The tradition continues. Nothing says welcome back like Mickey Potter at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Order at Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 654-4655 or Seneca at 886-9080.
Are you ready for a new car? State Credit Union now has new car loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. And you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. Not a member of State Credit Union yet? Joining is fast and easy. Visit their website for details. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, folks. Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is BHP at TL Hanna. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help us pick where we go for our Game of the Week each week. Just go to our website, WCCPFM.com, and vote in our online poll sponsored by Allstate agent Stephen Fisher in Patrick Square. Are you in good hands?
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Kellogg cereal, 2 for $4. Select sizes and varieties Maxwell House large can or pod coffee, $5.98 each. And select 4.6 ounce Just Crack an Egg omelet rounds, 2 for $5. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Folks, Clemson football is back, and Death Valley will be rocking. On your way to Tigertown this season, your first stop should be Elkmont Trading Company. Lee and Amy have been working hard this summer getting new game day and fall items ready for you. It's really exciting seeing all the new gear and clothing on the sales floor. Elkmont features outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Columbia, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, and so many more. But right now, it's all about the unique game day selection at Elkmont. Truly custom jewelry, clothing, tailgating accessories, and home decor that will set you apart. While in town, come in and enjoy locally brewed pint of craft beer and a hearty meal in Elkmont's restaurant. Elkmont is at 93 exit on Highway 123 in Clemson and across the street from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville. And remember, folks, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Are you on Medicare or about to be? If so, you're getting bombarded with ads, mailers, etc. You may even have Joe Namath on television telling you what to do. You probably feel overwhelmed. It's enough to make your head spin. But there is hope. You don't have to feel that way. I can meet or talk with you. to discuss your situation and help you understand what's right for you. It's free and there's no obligation, so why not talk about it with a professional? Don't make a mistake you could regret for years down the road or perhaps forever. Call me at 864-467-8738. I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Every Friday at noon, the Anderson Area Touchdown Club meets at Anderson Institute of Technology Campus at 315 Pearman Dairy Road in Anderson to recognize key players. This year's guest speaker lineup includes Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, Shane Gailey, South Carolina AD Ray Tanner, Clemson coaching legend Danny Ford, Kevin Kelly of Presbyterian College, Buddy Pugh, Anderson University's Bobby Lamb, former UGA coach Jim Donnan and Justin Stepp, also Kelly Gramlich and Phil Kornbluth. Find Anderson Area TD Club on Facebook and join today.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet.
Walt Tiptoli Road Rage, we are back. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. My overall read on that game the other day is you just move on. This team is better than they played. They're definitely better offensively. The offensive line will play better by definition because you're not going to face that Georgia team. It will need to get better over the course of the year because at the end of the year, you will face a team like that Georgia team, maybe even that team again. So that group will have to get better. And I think that's really the key to the rest of the season. The improved play of the offensive line. Again, some of that will happen by default. Some of that will happen by definition because you're not playing Georgia again. So you're not going to face that challenge. And so the group will automatically look better, but they have to get better. They can't just look better. That's what I'm saying. You can't just look better. I don't really care what you look like against Wake Forest. You have to get better. You have to develop a better feel, better continuity, better ability to pass off stunts, better ability to handle all the things that Georgia did. And if that happens at the end of the year, this team will be very explosive offensively. And they're going to be explosive offensively all year anyway. Because you're not facing that team. Paul from Henry. Paul, how are you?
Just fine, Walt. Hey, you know, I've told you since we won those two national championships, I don't even talk about the Gamecocks because they kind of derail it when you see them talking about them. But I was in Columbia today listening to a sports talk show down there, which is one of the worst I've ever listened to. They don't talk nothing but Gamecock. They ain't like you talk about everybody. But anyway, you know what East Carolina's record is in the SEC? Would you have any idea? I don't think you. I know you're smart, but if you pull that one off, I might have to buy you a steak.
I'd have to think about it. Just tell me.
Yeah. They're 4-19. And guess who those four victors are against? At 4-19.
Paul just loves delivering this news, Rona. It's like Christmas came early to him. Yeah.
Yeah. I just happened to hear that today and I thought it was interesting. I said I might have to
choo choo train rolling up the choo choo lane. I hear your
whistle blowing loud. Choo-choo!
I said I might have to come out of silence, you know, after about 4 years about the Gamecock. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. But to the point the Tennessee guy was in, and everybody I heard talking heads that means anything, that's credible like you, said the same thing. If Clemson had failed a 9 or 10, it might have been a problem. But they failed a 6. They got a chance to get back in there. Clemson runs the table. And I've been hearing the same narrative for 3 years. Oh, Clemson, they lose in ACC. It's all over. We lost to Pittsburgh, Syracuse. And they say, they're scheduled. They'll never get back in it. If Clemson runs that table, I'm pretty sure they'll still get back. Clemson still an elite program. I mean, you can just because they lost to Georgia don't mean they're still not elite. And they get the benefit of the doubt.
Right. I think they have money in the bank, as I said.
Right.
I had somebody ask me, you know, what would it take for Clemson to miss the playoffs if they do run the table? Well, I mean, I think it would take
Georgia to lose to Alabama and then only have one loss, and then it come down to those two. Would that be one of them?
Well, no, you're not going to win a tiebreaker with Georgia. So
that's what I said. We're not. If that could be, if Georgia gets into the position and we're in the same, they're going to get Georgia if it comes to that.
So yeah. What it would really come down to is, you know, Ohio State and Oklahoma. And, you know, and the thing is, it would depend on what those two teams do. Clemson's loss would have been a close loss to the number two team in the country. And if Oklahoma or Ohio State were to lose, obviously their loss would come later than Clemson's loss, which wouldn't help them from that standpoint. But the problem is there's just way too much football to be played. All you can really do is take care of your own business. If Clemson wins the remaining games and wins the ACC title game, I would guess that their chances of going to the college football playoff are like 90%.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I've been hearing that for 3 years now. But anyway, Walt, I didn't get to listen to you yesterday, and I couldn't wait. I got somewhere I couldn't listen to you, and I couldn't wait to hear what you – but what do you think? Did you say anything about Georgia's offense? Do you think it's changed, or it's the same old offense?
No, it's the same.
I wanted to see how you addressed that.
You know, same old offense, and you know, the point is they're not winning any national championship like that. Okay, it just doesn't matter. That game yesterday, Saturday, was an aberration. If those two teams play at the end of the year, it'll be 30-27 or something like that. It will not be anything like what we saw the other day. And if Georgia's offense doesn't come along, they won't win that game. This is still a game where at the end of the year, you're going to have to score. Those two offenses weren't ready for that game and the quality of those defenses. And, you know, as I said earlier in the show, Paul, and I don't know if you heard this or not, but look, if you take the Alabama team from last year and you put them on the field with Clemson or Georgia on Saturday, they score 40 points on either one of those teams. And if you don't think so, you're just kidding yourself. The point is, at the end of this process, you're still going to need to score 40 points against elite teams. You know, Georgia, if Georgia thinks they're winning national title, winning games 10-3, they're delusional. They scored 3 points. Their offense scored 3 points. The notion that they dominated the game. I got Georgia fans writing me, we dominated the game, Walt. We had 7 sacks. You dominated squat. You had a 70-yard interception return. The offensive game was 3-3. Neither team did anything. So stop acting like you rolled up 500 yards and you dominated the game. You made one more defensive play than Clemson did. Did you pressure Clemson's quarterback? Yeah, you also gave up a 100-yard receiver while you were dominating the game. And that sort of proves my point, by the way. Clemson's offensive line played terribly. DJ Uiagalelei played a really unsettled game. He's way better than he played. And despite all those things, Clemson still had a 100-yard receiver who hadn't been a 100-yard receiver before. So, in other words, what would Mac Jones and the Alabama offensive line and Devontae Smith and Najee Harris done to him? The same exact thing they did to him last year. See, we're reading too much into that game and the way that game was played, in my mind.
Yeah, it you know, It wasn't a pretty game, and I know Clemson's defense played great, but I still, like you said, they can't play that way against Ohio State and Alabama.
Yeah,
like
that Georgia said, offense.
40 points.
Yeah, that Georgia offense. That Georgia offense better get a lot better than it was on Saturday, or they're not winning squat. Doesn't matter that they won that game. They're not winning squat if that offense doesn't get better. Now, they'll get some pieces back, healthy, presumably, and some of their better pieces in that passing game. But they're still going to have to play to that. And I still think JT Daniels is just limited. He's limited. And I'm still not sure that's a guy who can win you a national championship. We'll see.
Yeah, after that game, the first thing I said to my son, I said, I can't wait to hear what Walt has to say about Georgia's offense.
Yeah.
All right, Walt. Thanks, Paul, for taking my call.
Yeah, yes. Same offense that scored 14 against Kentucky. The difference is that JT Daniels is your starter and not Stetson Bennett the 17th, but it's appreciably the same. Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you doing?
Hey, Cliff, good to have you as always.
You know, it's funny you bring up Kentucky because that's kind of what I was thinking about Georgia during that game is that I think Kentucky's in play versus them in the East. You know, I know Georgia fans are crowning themselves because of victory, but as you pointed out, if they're going to be willing to play those type games and, you know, Stoops is continuing to grow in the trenches and might actually have a passing game for the first time in 5 years.
Yeah.
You know,
they held Georgia to 14 points last year.
And there's kind of an unspoken grudge between Kirby and Stoops, I think. Stoops just is so, you know,
he has
you see that?
I think Stoops has a lot of grudges. I really do. But it works.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, if that's the style Georgia's rolling with and you know, I think Kentucky's in play in the East. And, you know, on the flip side, I think Ole Miss is maybe the biggest threat to Bama. If their offense is less than terrible, then, I mean, yeah, they can win a 52-48 game against Bama. You know, LSU's down.
Well, and they brought in
Arkansas, shaky.
You know, and they brought in all these guys defensively, Cliff. They brought in like 15 defensive transfers, and quite a few of those guys are making a big impact. Ole Miss's defense is vastly improved over where it was a year ago. Now, it doesn't have to be top 20 for Ole Miss to be good. I mean, Alabama's was 32. LSU's was 34. If Ole Miss's defense is in the top 50, you know, if they're 44 instead of, you know, 120 or whatever they were last year, that offense is good enough to scare anybody. I think that's a dangerous football team.
I mean, like, playoff dark horse dangerous.
Yeah, I think so.
If this is the game we're playing, and he was such a disaster as a head coach, but Durkin's always instilled a certain brand of defense, and he had those kids playing with pride, which you hadn't seen in 2 years. When teams are running for 9 yards a clip, then your defense is not playing with pride, and you know, again, they're unranked now. I wouldn't be surprised if the cards line up if we're talking playoff contender with Ole Miss. So, you know, Walt, we overreact. Some teams, you know, play bad and aren't as bad as they look in week one, but I think Stanford is just as bad, if not worse, than what they showed. And somehow Southern Cal is only a 17-point favorite. I'd ride that to 28. I don't care if their whole team's out with COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just I don't think the national pundits realize the depth and despair of that program right now.
No, David Shaw is like Attila the Hun. He is something way past conservative, and you just can't play that game anymore. And the Stanford program is dying on the vine because of it. I know you're a big fan of that program. It's a shame, really. You know, he's a guy who at one point had so much promise, but he's a dinosaur. He's moving the wrong way. He's moving the exact opposite way of the way the game is moving. So,
and not only that, but it's his hubris, his refusal to...
Hold on one second. I started you late. Quick break. Walt Tiptoe Road Rage.
Brought Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP 105.5. Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. The Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson. And up next is your daily Clemson Athletic Update. But first, this word from Founders Federal Credit Union. Hey, Tiger fans. Founders is all in with Clemson, so get your Clemson debit card today and show off your Tiger pride. Plus, take Founders with you anywhere, anytime with Founders Online. Whether you want lower loan rates...